Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this new life, this beautiful life we have now in you, in the Father, in the Son, in the kingdom, in the leading of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 5, verse 33 to 35. Some people said to Jesus, "The disciples of John fast often and pray frequently. The disciples of the Pharisees do the same. But your disciples are always eating and drinking." Jesus replied, "You can't make the wedding guests fast while the groom is with them, can you? The days will come when the groom will be taken from them, and then they will fast."
Hallelujah. You see, the disciples of John's teaching was the Messiah is coming. And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And he will lead you, make your path straight, bring down the high spots, lift up the low spots, and make a straight way so his goodness and his mercy can be seen. And the Pharisees, they see it also far away. The Pharisees, they see far. The resurrection, the angels, they've got the expectations, beautiful expectations, but they haven't got the reality. Where the disciples had the reality with them, the Savior was coming into the world to save and redeem and lead us all into our inheritance. And so that was the case at that time, and this is sadly the same case today, when people don't see the goodness of the Lord and they're not looking to the goodness of the Lord and staying in the goodness of the Lord. This is where you need to then come into a position of humbling yourself again and praying, fasting. And fasting is not just about not eating, it's about seeking the Lord and then find him and stay with him. That's a big thing. He says to his disciples so beautifully when he did come back, he left them for 3 days and three nights. And he shares that in the Gospel of John, in John 16, where it's like a woman that was going through childbirth. But when that child came, she was just joyful because she received the blessings that she suffered for, and she's now rejoicing. And so it was the same with the disciples. When he came back, he said, "Go make disciples. Lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age." I'm just cutting it short there. And that's the whole thing, guys. And I was had experience when the Lord called me out and I drew close to him and I was thinking about fasting, and then he gave me that Isaiah 58. And there it talks about the true fast, where you giving yourself to help other people. And so you are making disciples. But you can't be a disciple if you're not a disciple yourself. And so that's so important. And so you've got these like parables in the book of John, John 12 as well. You see there, Jesus is about to be glorified. And then he talks about him falling into the ground and dying because he doesn't want to be alone. He wants to be with mankind. Mankind was made to be his co-heirs. Mankind was made to walk with him. Mankind was made to be in fellowship, be in tune. And then so he fell into the ground, and then the example there now, so that we can stay with him, is turn away from the world and follow him, is being a disciple. And then where he is, there we will also be. And when we serve him in this way, the Father also honors us, because this is what we were made for. You are now in, you've come home to the kingdom, to the family, the heavenly family. And you are part of the church of the firstborn. And now Jesus is shepherding us. And you've got the wonderful chapter, Hebrews 10, that he's been sanctified. He's been separated for us. And now he's writing his laws on our hearts and our minds. And this is what we need to stay in tune with. And come boldly to the throne of grace. Stay washed on a daily basis. Renewed, encouraged with his mercies that are new every morning. And then when you encourage and you enlighten, you encourage others as well. And if the situation bad situation comes and you like knocked off this beautiful reality, this kingdom reality, like when I heard my son's in the war and 12 months contract, and I had to draw close to the Lord, because all I saw was in war, you kill and be killed. And then God gave me a beautiful scripture that gave me hope to pray in the situation. And wasn't long, 3 months later, he was released. And so, guys, we've got everything pertaining to life now in the kingdom. So stay feasting from the Lord. Stay looking to the Lord. Stay walking with the Lord. Amen. And that is the true fast. When you are encouraged and you are a disciple, you can help other people also to be disciples. We in Isaiah 58 now. And yeah, so be blessed. The kingdom is here. The Son of God is here. The Holy Spirit is here. The Father is here. Why? So it's the very basis, guys. It's they all knowing, they're all powerful, they're all loving, and they are our family, and they are everywhere. Amen. Everywhere. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus has come to give us life and life in abundance. Abide in the life, stay in the light, arise and shine, for your light has come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.